in my arrow, straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me in my arrow, me in my arrow, taking the high. When I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will.
Singer and songwriter Harry Nilsson from the album The Point, Me and My Arrow. Welcome back to the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. And this is a nice, quiet instrumental piece by Los Indios Tabajaras, Maria Elena. Thank you. Although they are most remembered for their recording of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, the Tokens had several other chart successes, such as the one you just heard, Please Write. We also heard Maria Elena by Los Indios Tabajaras. Saxophonist, music teacher, and band leader Jimmy Lunsford was born near Fulton on June 6, 1902. Soon after his birth, his family moved to Oklahoma City and later to Denver, where he attended high school and learned to play several instruments. Jimmy Lunsford continued his studies at Fisk University, and in 1927, while an athletic instructor at Manassas High School in Memphis, he organized a student band, thus becoming the first public high school band director in Memphis. His band began its professional career in 1929 and made its first recordings in 1930. From 1934, this is the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. From a CD compilation called As Good As It Gets, Swing, that was the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. The Jimmy Lunsford Jamboree Festival was founded in Memphis in 2007 with the goal of increasing the recognition of Lunsford's contributions to jazz in Memphis. The Jimmy Lunsford Legacy Awards were created by the festival to honor exceptional musicians with Memphis ties, along with those who have dedicated their careers to excellence in music and music education. On July 19, 2009, A brass note was dedicated to Jimmy Lunsford on the Beale Street Walk of Fame. The music box continues with a bit of road rage from John D. Loudermilk.
Have you ever been driving down the road and come upon a fella who was just poking along, straddling the white line? And when you try to pass him, he'd speed up? Well, round here we call this fella a road hog. This is a story about him and his eventual end. Well, me and my buddy went a-riding last night. Me and my buddy went a-riding last night. Topped a hill and we saw his lights. I rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Now when we saw him, we almost died. When we saw him, we almost died. He was a-coming at us on our side. I rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. My buddy said that fella sure came mighty near. Probably some learner who don't know how to steer. And then I saw his lights a-coming up in my mirror. Rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. He passed us a-going about 100, I guess. He passed us a-going about 100, I guess. And then he slowed down to 20 or less. I rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. I tooted my horn and I started to pass. I blinked my lights and I started to pass. And then that road hog stepped on the gas. I rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Rode a hog, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. You better get him up with some money for bail. You better get him up with some money for bail. Cause tomorrow morning he'll be in jail. I rode a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Rode a hog, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. The boys will have him in the morning behind bars. The boys will have him in the morning behind bars. Cause I'm the county sheriff in my unmarked car. Road a hog, beep, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Road a hog, beep, doo-doo-doo-doo. Blow your horn, Hoss. Let's get him, Nars. And then,
on an Indiana road with a sky blue jaguar and a thunderbird foe. Jaguar sitting on 99 trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Newtonville, had a speed sign sitting at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles and stay in line, but the jaguar and thunderbird never made the sign. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird foe. Newtonville was a real small town, had 102.9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wise, told him park down Newtonville and catch him guys. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weeds. Parked for 8 days, didn't nobody speed. All of a sudden, dust rose on the road, said, here come the jaguar and thunderbird fool. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird fool. Sheriff double clutched second, put him in third, and took right out after jaguar and thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before he crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, he had to do more than that. Crest of the hill, he's about a yard behind, there wasn't but 2 more miles to the county line. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird fool. Old sheriff was counting on it down the grade, with the tailwind pushing, and he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gaining speed and waved goodbye, jaguar pulled in the lead. Jaguar said, you ain't won the race yet, pulled back around the bird like a sable jet. Sheriff front bumper was a yard behind, when the T-bird and jaguar crossed the line.
Slow down, little jaguar. One of several car stories from the master of rock and roll rhymes, Chuck Berry, and singer and songwriter John D. Loudermilk from 1962, Road Hog. I'm Mike Duke, and you're listening to The Music Box, from my house to your radio on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. Southern gospel songwriter Albert Brumley is perhaps best remembered for his gospel standard, I'll Fly Away. He said he got the idea for the song you're about to hear because people would call him on the phone and say, turn your radio on, Albert. They're singing one of your songs. He published the song in 1938, and it has been recorded many times since. Ray Stevens brought it to the country and pop charts in 1972.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
With God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Ray Stevens with the Southern Gospel classic, Turn Your Radio On. Another hour of the Music Box is on the way soon from my house to your radio, so stay right here at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. Meanwhile, as they used to say on the radio, taking us up to the news, here's Bobby Gentry from 1970, Fancy.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into my satin dancing dress. It was split on the side, clean up to my hips. Well, it was red velvet trim, and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. She kissed my cheek, and I saw the tears well up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's running off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on now, girl, you better start moving uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma, then I left that rickety shack. Cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Mom died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I did what I had to do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were. Well,
I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. And I ain't done that.
Yeah, done that.
Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that would call me bad. And criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how. Desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down. Your mama's gonna help you move uptown. And I guess she did.